Good morning to you all this morning. This is Wilmer Kaufman with the Morning Devotional. My number is 484-919-8850. I'd like to go to Matthew 11, verse 1 this morning. And this is where John the Baptist sent his disciples to Jesus with a question. And it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. And when John had heard in the prison of the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto him, Go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers were cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Over the years, I've heard quite a few different, quite a number, of teachers and preachers trying to explain what John the Baptist really wanted to know here. Was John the Baptist doubting Jesus? Or was he just trying to help his doubting disciples to see? I personally don't know exactly what was going on here, but I'd like to take a look at some things here. We can see here that John the Baptist did send two of his disciples, and when they talked to him, Jesus answered them, saying, Go and show John again these things which ye hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached unto him. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Now, I believe that verse is loaded with different things that we could get out of it. But when we continue to read here, it says, And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, What went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken in the wind? But what went ye out to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in king's houses. But what went ye out to see? A prophet. Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before my face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there has not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he is the least in the kingdom of heaven, is greater than he. We live in a day when many of us, especially here in America, and if I can say also especially those of us that have grown up in conservative circles, would say that we live in a time where these healings are no longer being done. In fact, it has been said that these healings are not for this time. And I would just like for us to stop here this morning and ponder a little bit with me. Is this true? Is it true? Or why does it say here, but what went ye out to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. Is that what we're experiencing today? Are we looking for these miracles all in the wrong places? Where am I getting to with this is, going back to Jesus, they were looking for Jesus. For many thousands of years, they were looking for Jesus. But when Jesus came, he came in such a lowly way that they completely missed him. They completely missed out. Why? And it was because he came in such a humble, lowly way that the people in that day could not receive him. They were looking for him in king's palaces. They were looking for him in soft raiment. And the challenge that I have for myself and for you all here this morning is, where are we looking for the miracles of today? Are we looking for them in all the wrong places? Do we have the wrong mindset? The thing that we ought to keep in mind here is the miracles that happened in Jesus' time never depended on the riches of a person. They never depended on a rank. They never depended on the status of where a person was. One person was not lifted up above another. And so these types of miracles that happened then and are, yes, indeed, are happening today, are always happening where ranks make no difference, where money makes no difference. They are happening in a way that they could happen to anyone. They could happen to the poorest of the poor. They could happen to the richest of the rich. And because we too many times are looking for these miracles all in the wrong places, we tend to completely miss them. One of the greatest miracles here that I would like to point out here is, not too long ago, I'd like to tell a little bit of a story here. Not too long ago, I heard a girl give her testimony. She is probably in her 50s or 60s, and she was born deaf. And she missed out in life a lot because she couldn't hear. She grew up with friends, and her friends could be excited about something, and she could see the excitement, but she couldn't hear what they're saying. In school, she was misunderstood because many times she didn't get the instructions. She just had to follow with her eyes, with everything that everybody was doing, and she had to guess many times in what they were saying and why they were doing what they were doing, and because of that, she was very misunderstood. This caused a deep wound in her heart. That caused a great deal of pain of being misunderstood and many times rejected, and many times people didn't know how to care for her. And the day came when she sought the Lord, and the Lord received her, and she cried out to God, and she cried out to God with this whole thing with her ears. And that she couldn't hear. And God gave her a vision. In this vision, she saw a huge heart, an enormous heart, and the heart had ears. I believe further down here, it goes on to say here, in verse 15, it says, "And he that has ears, let him hear." The scriptures many times talks about, or I should say in several different places, it talks about, "He that has ears, let him hear." I think one of the greatest miracles that happened in Jesus' time is he had a huge heart with ears on, and the ears on his heart could hear. Yes, there were people that the blind got to see, the lame got to walk, the dead were raised back to life again. But the biggest miracle that happened in Jesus' time was he had a huge heart with ears that heard. Many times as we go through life, we that can hear, have no problem hearing, don't hear what people are really, really saying, is because even though our heart has ears on, they don't hear. People today around us want to be heard and understood. And the way to get to their hearts is to hear and to understand them. And to be able to hear what they are saying, even sometimes when they're not saying anything. This is the way that Jesus walked, and he came to show us the way. He came to show us the way to life. He came to show us the way to relationships and to reach out to those that were crippled and misunderstood and handicapped. And I guess this just really challenges me here this morning. The cry in my heart here this morning is, do I have or do we have a big heart with ears on that work? My desire today would be that I could go through the day and to hear, truly hear, what those around me are saying and even what they're not saying. God bless you all.